practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Wow, I was shocked. There were two rings. It wasn't... The automatic delete wasn't as fast today. Hi there! This is your husband trying to reconcile with his wife and his kids. Obviously, well, I sent a private email to my wife today, and I just want to make sure it's known that it was sent. Because I would like her to read it and consider it. It was about George. George, you know, my son George, the guy who wrote me a year ago, and I'm sure he doesn't know that I responded. It was a reminder today, because it's in a similar vein. I watched an interview with a gentleman that I've really grown to have a lot of respect for. His name is Aaron Mattei. He's a journalist and admits he is very much left of center. He and I would not agree on a lot of issues and a lot of things I see we don't. But a lot of things I see we do. He is clear and reasoned, and that's what I respect about him. You know, you know, he even worked for Democracy Now, which is a rather left-leaning group, and clashed with them. So he's now working for a group called the Gray Zone. And again, he's very good. And one of the things the interview is about is the censorship that's going on with especially what's called the alternative media. And one of the things he's talked about, because it's an area that I've studied, is the Duma attack in Syria, and then the OPCW's review of that, and how everyone who was involved in the review who pointed out that it was a false flag has been silenced. Even the U.S. will not allow them to come to the United States because they're British. I think most of them were British. They wouldn't allow them to come to the United States to speak before the U.N. because what they were saying is politically incorrect, because it points out that the bombing by the U.S. government was an act of war. It was murder. No one died, so it was an act of war. I find that fascinating. When you have so much at stake, you have to silence the people who point that out. It's something I can relate to. You know, the only difference I find is scale. And that's what's so important. And I want to encourage my kids, specifically George, but obviously, the others, not to shy away from these things, but to speak boldly, clearly, unambiguously, parousia, as the Lord commands. And to offer the truth, even if there's a cost. My kids will see, oh, yeah, Dad's paid a cost, and I don't want to do the same. No. If you're striving for obedience to Christ, you're going to stumble, make mistakes, but strive for obedience to Christ. And even in the stumbles, you're going to find hardships. Press on as best you can in obedience to Christ. I want to get that across to my family. My lady, I love you.